Second Funniest Podcast with your hosts, the Kevin Miller, the thief that stole our hearts, and Justin Worsham, the thief that stole something completely different. Time for the show. Have fun, guys.
Thank you, Sam, and hello, and welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast. I am your host, Justin Worsham. This is episode 506. Ladies and gentlemen, with me, as always, is the one, the only. It has been said that not even time can be stolen from him. TheKevinMiller.com. Jump and press the circle button, Kevin.
Oh, the day has finally arrived, my best man. This is it. This is the episode everybody wanted to have happen about 2 years ago. This is the episode in which I give you and anyone who's listening every answer to every question about Sly Cooper, Thieves in Time that you can possibly muster up. Why? Because it gets released on Tuesday and I'm no longer contractually obligated to not release any spoilers.
Yeah. How do you feel?
This is exciting because there's a little bit of danger involved. We, of course, are recording this a few days before the release. The Super Bowl was earlier tonight, and we're in the past. Yeah. So if you can get this tape from Justin's hand, first get him to transfer it to a tape, and then get it from his hands, you will find out all sorts of information that I'm sure is already on the internet.
But I feel like that tape thing is a really good security. That's a solid firewire for us. That's a good firewall, I mean, not firewire.
Do they not have firewires anymore? Is that not a thing?
No, but it's not a security thing. I meant firewall, like the way you put up a firewall to protect your computer. Our firewall is you have to get it on tape. Otherwise, so if you found this through some other means, unless it's on an audio cassette, you're going to have to not use it.
That's like the SAG Awards, if I mentioned this, where they give you the copies of the screeners and they said, when you're done watching this free copy of Argo, snap it in half.
Yeah, we did talk about that. You're like, what?
So do that. After you're done listening to this, snap it in half.
Yeah. Please take your smartphone or iPod and snap it in half.
So I'd have to say that the biggest question that I get for Sly Cooper 4 that I can now answer is, yes, there will be one. I guess that's going back a little far, but that was there. The second biggest question that I used to get is, what's the release date? That's February 15th, 2013. Okay. So right. I can tell you all of those things in full confidence.
Good.
As we all know, thanks to the title, the Sly Cooper Thieves in Time takes place after the events of Sly Cooper 3 or Sly 3. I just blanked on the name of that game. I'm terrible at this. I should be better at talking points. What is Sly 3 called?
You're asking the wrong dude, but I can look it up. You keep going.
Thieves, of course. I'm tired. Let me pick it back up. So Sly Cooper Thieves in Time takes place after the events of the third game, Sly Honor Among Thieves. It's been some undisclosed amount of time, and Sly is faking his amnesia to be with Carmelita. Now, this is the thing that confuses me because, and I can tell you this straight out now, at the end of Honor Among Thieves, I was in the recording session with Nate Fox, who's been a guest on our show, and he's directing me through the last scene of the game in which I'm posing. Something has just happened. I think he gets hit on the head, and then they ask him who you are, or Sly says, who am I? And Carmelita responds with this like really poorly put together quick lie of, you're my partner and we've got to go save the day. And then Sly goes, oh, okay. And, so the way we discussed it in the recording session was that Sly did indeed have amnesia, that he really did walk away from it with a cleaned clock and that he had moved over. And that there was maybe a mystery that he was faking it, but it really looked like that he wasn't. Like the end of what's that movie that has all the people sleeping? You don't know if he's sleeping at the end of it?
Inception.
No, Sleepers. That was it. Oh. And The and so then when of course the game is released, the Bentley zooms in on Sly's face and Sly turns and winks at him from a distance, and Bentley says, "Oh, you sly dog," or something to that effect, letting you know that he's faking it, and Bentley's just waiting his time until it's time to bring him back. So now when we pick up the fourth game, when we start recording, it's everybody's agreed, including fans, like, no, he was faking it. We all know he's faking it. So he was faking it. Not as much of a mystery. But the so Bentley, as we know from any of the trailer videos, in fact, if you have the Sly Cooper Thieves in Time demo that's available, you know that Bentley fell in love with his girlfriend Penelope, and the two of them had been fastly, furiously six, working on a time machine when Penelope just randomly disappeared. And then Bentley, which I guess was looking for her Penelope, goes into the room where the Thievius Raccoonus is, where the Sly keeps all of his secrets of sneaking and stealing, and discovers that ancestors things were being removed from the Thievius Raccoonus. Now, again, it's really exciting for me because at the last Sly session back in 2005 with Nate, I remember he even said, we were discussing the end of the game, and Bentley was going to say, okay, we're going to go, yeah, I'm going to build the time machine. And he said, well, he said, there's really nowhere to take this game. Or he said, I think the most obvious next step in the game is to go back and meet Sly's ancestors. So this was a gift from Sucker Punch from the very beginning, even though they're not involved directly with the development of this game, that they knew that would probably be the next logical, exciting step. So it's cool to see that all came together. And it's cool that, they just had these real rough sketches of these Sly ancestors, just some random ideas that people threw out. And then they get developed into these full-blown characters within the game. It's pretty exciting. So Bentley calls Sly in to pull a heist, and they need to case this joint, or they need this object from this one museum so that they could travel through time to back when they know that some of these time capers are happening. And it just so happens that Sly has been casing this one joint, and that's when they jump into the caper mode in the demo. All three of them do their thing and steal this ancient sword, and then do this really great parody of Back to the Future and blast through time into a wormhole that's another parody of Doctor Who. And that's how the demo ends. So you know nothing that happens after that. The thing that's surprising to me is that the Sleight and Common, the Egyptian world, is totally missing from the lineup that they had originally put it together. There was talk of having an Egyptian level, but the game is huge. And I heard somebody on our Facebook wall mentioning, oh, there's only five worlds in this game. It's tiny. This is a huge game. I'm telling you, in compared to the other games or games in its genre that are currently on shelves, it is enormous. There is a lot to this game. Not only a lot like main story, but then there's a ton of like extra threads, a ton of collectibles, a ton of extra little bonus missions and things to do throughout it. Little things you can do with your Vita. You can do the VR treasure hunts by pointing your Vita at the screen and tapping on treasures that you can only see with the VR mode. So there's tons to do. And it's okay. I love Egyptian stuff, so I was bummed when it didn't get to stick in the game. But I think we won't miss it too much, and it gives them room to grow if there is indeed a Sly 5. So the first wheel level we go to is Japan, and they filled in this cool backstory, which was in one of the demos, that Ryoichi, Sly's ancestor from feudal Japan, was also a sushi chef. What do you think his famous sushi role was?
Crunchy tuna.
It was the ringtail ringworm. I don't know.
That does not sound delicious at all.
Right? I made mine up too. I don't know. I felt like I'd been talking for too long. So. No. So that's a fun little detail that he actually owns this sushi shop. And we play this at E3, right? We got to jump around as Sly, Ancestor Ryuichi, and do some fun stuff. It's great because the first thing you notice when you go to each of these worlds is you find that some mysterious person has really run amok. So that's why the stories in the Thievius Raccoonus are MIA, because somebody is showing up in the past and stealing that ancestor's cane and their legend from them, like taking away their ability to be awesome. So they've wrapped up Ryuichi and thrown him into a jail and hanging suspended above a chasm. And you have to save him and help restore, get his cane back and restore his honor and get him back, recorrect the timeline so that he can continue going on and doing the thing that he does, so that he can put his name in the Thievius Raccoonus. And each of the levels, each of the worlds have their own lieutenant, somebody that is clearly taking orders from somebody else back in the 21st century. And as you probably have noticed, the first the feudal Japan level, the bad guy is a guy named El Tigre, I believe, and he is voiced by Nolan North, aka your best friend Justin.
Yeah.
And Nolan is all over this game. He's in several. You might want to play it just for Nolan.
I'll just call him on his cell phone. I'll just do that.
Yeah, you can hear him anytime. Do the space guy from Portal. Do all the space stuff. Hey, space. Want to go to space? Space. Space. Want to go to space? He actually does that in this game as well. It's weird.
What if that was? That became his catchphrase. And Valve is like, hey, we need you to knock it off.
Space. So that's all pretty exciting. And so the worlds that you get to go to, which I don't know if they've all been released, so this really is exciting, is later you go to medieval England, which I think is pretty great, and you meet Sir Galeth, which has been in some of the promos videos. You get to do the archery stuff and get to build some cool armories. And man, I hate spoilers because I want to tell you all this great stuff, but now it's like the game's on the shelf. I would love for you to experience this yourself, because there really are some great turns in the story where I'm like, no, oh, that's pretty solid. That's pretty cool how that came down. So, you know what? I'm not going to give you everything, because that's just not fair. You're going to have to play the game.
I was kind of hoping cool that you would happened. You would literally just say, and then at the end.
No, because it'll take some people some day, and if you're going to listen, I don't want you to have to skip this episode. I'm just going to give you a really awesome overture, but I don't want to ruin the game for you so that you can still listen to this. So gently spoiler-free in this episode. Gentle spoilers. No more than you could probably get if you wanted to troll through websites and get stuff. Well, but there are cool things that happen in that storyline. Then I don't even know if they've mentioned this, but the Tennessee Cooper is in this, and I love it. The Tennessee Kid Cooper, you get to meet the guy who made the rail slide. There is a fantastic level where you and where Sly and Tennessee both have a ball and chain, and they become they're in a jail cell, and they try to break out, and then they use their ball and chains as weapons and with each other, and they attack other people, and it's fun little game mechanics like that I think that make the Sly games pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
And in the end, something happens, and oh yeah, so somewhere in there, they're in the middle of an adventure. Something's about to go terribly wrong, and thinking real quickly, they grab a random object in the van and jam it into the time vortex thing, which randomly sends them back to prehistoric Ice Age, which they did not know that there was a Cooper there. And if you pay attention at all to Sanzora's Facebook page, you will know that there is an ancestor named Bob, which is an ancient relative of Sly Cooper, who was the master egg snatcher for his tribe, and he used this weird hooking device, which is the cane. But then this dude came around and stole his cane and made him get to be and became the better egg thief within his tribe, and kind of made him be this rogue, like, outskirts person, and he gets overweight because he's not in shape. And so you and the gang have to get Bob back into shape and then get him back into egg-stealing form so that he can become the first Sly Cooper. So even though he's not in the Thievius Raccoonus, you didn't know it, there was this legendary, untold member of the Sly Cooper family, which is pretty great. Bob is a pretty fun character. His name changed a couple times in the recordings. We had to go back and change it. I can't remember what it was before, but Bob is an inspired choice. I think it's a much better way to go about it. I think it was like Cro-Magnon Cooper, which was hard to say. And then in the end of the game, are you still there, Justin?
I am.
Skype. In the end, the mastermind behind it all kidnaps Sly, and Bentley grabs all of the Coopers from all the different timelines. And instead of doing a mission with Bentley, Murray, and Sly like you do in the beginning of the game, you do a mission with all the Coopers in conjunction trying to rescue Sly himself. And they do. Or they don't, depending on how good you are at the game.
Oh, I think I lost you now.
No, I'm right here.
Oh, okay, good. You got me.
I was messing with you.
You were breathing?
No breathing. I breathe in. Justin, any questions about any of this?
Yeah, I was going through the old emails because this is something that we've been kind of dodging for, like you said, 2 years now. And I was curious, because all the questions were kind of the same and just like what was going on. You've already answered all those. But how did you feel about a lot of listeners had the ability to guess the actual storyline? What were your thoughts on that?
Well, I think the moment that they said Thieves in Time, if you were a fan of Sly Cooper, it was done. You knew. Because like I said, at the end of the third game, Bentley drops that mega hint that I'm building a time machine. So you're like, oh, I get it. We're going through time. I know that there are these – I mean, because all three games are about these ancestors. So that seemed pretty clear. It's the folks who guessed it before the title of the game that was released, which was a while ago, that I was impressed with. Or I was like, "That you're paying attention to the narrative and what would be next." Plus, I think it is, as Nate Fox said, it's the fun next story in the game to be able to meet these ants. These are this cast of untapped characters that are just pictures in a book. Let's meet those guys. That's a lot more fun than having to recreate or generate, you know, a dozen new villains or a handful of new heroes within it. So I thought kudos to those folks for sure.
Say what again?
Well, the one question that I remember we having a conversation with in production for this game very early on was the Sanzuro's concern with alluding to Sly's parents. Because you know he's an orphan. So now he's got this time machine, and you kind of open up this Pandora's box of like, well, wouldn't Sly want to go and meet his parents and try to save them or any of those sort of things? And their response, which I think is the right one, is to not even touch on the issue. So I'll be interested to see when I start playing the game if they even mention Sly's parents, just to keep that out of the audience's mind. It's a very delicate rope. But of course, if you're a fan of Sly, you know that Sly's dad was mentioned at the end of the third game, and he's kind of a big presence within it. So it's a tough line to walk, but I think one worth the risk. Because if they had said, well, if Sly had a time machine, he'd meet his dad, so we don't do that game, I think we'd all be robbed. So I think it was the good choice. But for those of you who are wondering if Sly meets his dad, to the best of my knowledge, again, I haven't played the game yet. I just know what I've done in the sessions. You don't meet Sly's dad.
Okay. And then I know that a lot of listeners like to ask questions. Is there any fun things or interesting things that happened during the recording sessions that you can now talk about?
Yeah, let's see. We got to do a lot. I think the more fun things were the promo sessions that we got to do. I don't know if you know this or if it'll be public, but I'm going to tell you. Matt Olson, who plays Bentley, is a writer on Sly 4. So it was his idea to have Sly come back and do his terrible accent of Cooperoni. I am Sly Cooperoni, which apparently I have a terrible Italian accent. Nobody ever told me until I got in front of a microphone for Sly 3. And so for Sly 4, Matt decided to write that in. And so that's pretty great. But then we'd be into these sessions where they would, like some of the Who is Sly, or the at the end of the very first teaser for at E3 when Dimitri, when Sly like takes off his mask and it's Dimitri underneath the mask. And then there's a little quip between Sly and Bentley. We just, Matt had written a bunch of those and then we kind of improvised a few more after those. And I have no idea which one they chose. I just, we did like 40 of them all in sequence.
Do you know anything about like collector's edition? What might be added to that? Is there anything that you could talk about on that?
Yeah, that answer is the same as it was before. Demand a collector's edition. Obviously, it's not happening because it didn't get released. But the thing is, you know, Sanzura is contracted just to build a game. They're not told to make a collector's edition. That's the publisher's call to make. That would be Sony's decision. So, yeah, if you know Sly 5 or any other game that you're ever a fan of, the people that write aren't the developers, they're the publishers, and say, yeah, I would love a collector's edition. I would have loved a Sly Cooper collector's edition. You know, I think I threw out some great ideas before. Your own Cooper van and tickets to the moon. There were some great things. But I, you know, there could have been some fun things that you could have added within there, or some digital content that would have been great. I know there's some fun unlockables that people got for pre-purchases, I believe, where Bentley's dressed up as one of the bad guys there, and you can get a Sly Cooper parachute with the monkey from Sanzura on it. So there's some little things to get within the game, but no collector's edition for Sly 4.
Yeah, is there any? That's what was my other question. Are there any Easter egg type things that you can let in our listeners on inside that maybe you don't know how to get to them, but you remember recording them or anything?
The thing, no, because that's the thing is that I. You know, I just show up and read stuff that they put on a script, and then I go home. They actually, you know, all the development, all the like little nuts and bolts, all the fun little clever things that they do. I'm not the guy to know. I wish I were. And when they happen and I see them, I'll talk about them because I am like 60% talent, 40% fan when it comes to Sly Cooper. They're with. I get to participate in it and get to help craft it, but my creative input within it is limited to the words that I get to say. And there have been a few times where I'll suggest edits or a paragraph rewrite or whatever. There was one scene, I think it's early on, that I actually was reading it over. I was like, shouldn't these three sentences be in a different order? And they were looking at it, and Justin's one of the developers there, and he's like, yeah, I think you're right. I was like, well, do you have animation to these yet? And he's like, eh, we'll figure it out.
We'll fix it in post.
Yeah, pretty much. We'll go back. We'll change it around. I believe, and if you haven't seen it from the demo, I mean, Sly is gorgeous in HD. This game is ridiculously beautiful. And the work that Ghostbot has done, they released the promo video last week. They didn't release it, Sony did, but they did all the cutscenes within it. And then they did this promo video. And man, Sly is gorgeous. Sly belongs in his own animated series. I firmly believe that. And the work that Ghostbot did and has done just sells it for me. You'll love it when you watch it. It's like watching your own Saturday morning cartoon the whole way through and then getting to create it as you play.
Well, and I don't know if that's something that you want to talk about, but that's something that has come up on the Facebook page and emails and all that stuff. In fact, there you got approached by another animation company that was like, oh, well, this would be really great. Didn't you create a Facebook page for people to kind of help create awareness of saying to maybe show, hey, there's an interest there for something like this?
Matter of fact, Justin, it was a brilliant man's idea, and I did just that. All clear, it was Justin's idea. So starting today at the release of the game, if it's not out now, I may wait a day or so just so it's not, you know, the biggest news in Sly Cooper. But yeah, I there's a Facebook page called I Want Sly Cooper in His Own Animated Series. Do a search for that and let's just see what happens when we all put our vote in the same box. You know, Betty White got on SNL because everybody said they wanted to see Betty White on SNL. And I think we can, I don't know if it'll make anything happen. Clearly people have been, you know, Sly has been around for over 10 years and Sony and the powers that be have yet to say, hey, I think Sly Cooper belongs in an animated series. But I think it does. And I think if everybody that bought the game said, man, I wish there was a Sly Cooper animated series. They would stand up and pay attention to that request. I think those of you who think that Sly Cooper should only be a video game would be fools not to want an animated series, because an animated series means more games. More content means more content, because then it catches fire and people will want to see more of their favorite Master Thief. So, and once you see this game, you'll agree with me that it's time that Sly breaks out. And again, I say this as 40% fan. It's not just that I'm sitting. Obviously, I'll have a lot to gain if Sly Cooper ends up as a broadcast television program. But I believe in it. Like I believe that it is a solid property, teaches good morals, and it's a fun game to play. And it'll be even more fun show. So get to the Facebook page and tell 5,000 friends to like it.
What might even be easier is if we like it through our Facebook page, because then they can go to our Facebook page where they're already going and then look at what we like, and it'll be easier just to find it there, I think, than doing a search, don't you think?
Second Funniest Podcast will connect it, and I'll put it on my my page on Facebook. It'll be all over the place. So
okay.
Get up. Help us get the word out.
That would be awesome. My other thing that I thought was that, what do you think? Because we also had a lot of people that maybe now are solid listeners, but they just came to the show because they wanted to hear more about Sly Cooper. And a lot of them were very vocal about their concerns of it transitioning from Sanzura to Sucker Punch. When they get the game and they play it and they find that it is amazing, what do you think, Kevin, would be a appreciated gesture from to the people of Sanzura? What is a way that they could say, hey, I'm sticking my foot in my mouth, well done, thank you for bringing back this franchise that I love so dearly?
Good question. I think there's a couple ways, and they're all super easy to do, and you just make it as well known as possible. Letters are awesome if you write them a letter, but the way that everybody sees it, of course, is through social networking. Go to the forums. If you posted somewhere flaming that you think that it's going to be lame, or you're mad at Sony, or mad that Sucker Punch doesn't want to make a game, go back there and tell them you were wrong. You were wrong, because the game is fantastic. And you know, these are talented, clever folks that have really paint. They took 3 years. They took their time, and it's not that they needed to take their time because they're rookies or bad or sloppy. They took their time because they wanted it to be awesome. They wanted to pour as much as they could into it to make it an excellent product, and that comes out. They're artists, and I think it's a wonderful game. So go on to their Facebook page and post that you love the game. Go to the PlayStation forums and talk about how much you appreciate it. Go over to the Xbox forums and tell them they're fools for not having Sly Cooper on there and how much better the PlayStation is because it's got Sly Cooper on it. Tell the world.
Awesome. Let's see. What other questions do I have? I think we covered what happened in the recordings, and you covered kind of like all the stories behind this, you know, or the plot line, essentially. I think that's it. I think how can they get the game? When does the game official? Is it this Tuesday or the day that they're hearing this? It's already out, right?
It's in stores. You probably could have done a pre-order. I'm stoked because it's $40. It's got cross-buy. So, you know, and I dig that. I don't know if I mentioned this before, but I had asked Glenn a week before the cross-buy feature was announced and said, are you gonna do some of that remote streaming? And he gave some technical answer about how, why, and different it was difficult. And then the week later, they're like, and cross-buy with cloud game saving is a thing. I'm like, what the? His cards close to the vest, and sure enough, I think it's great. We saw it at E3, the Sly, and it's pretty cool. Obviously, it's not as mind-blowingly awesome as on the PS3, but it's pretty great to be able to do some cloud save gaming. So what a bargain for $40 to get that much game, and you'll get a lot of life out of this game. Like I said, let me look on the page real quick. I had asked earlier what some things that people were wondering about the game. And why so small? Yes. Sam, who did our intro, said, why did Sly have to die? Yeah, that's way to ruin that. Sam cracked me up and says, yeah, it's funny because you think I'm joking. So
that's funny. That Sam is a funny guy. You'll get to hear the eight or so new intros that he gave us that both Kevin and I are very pleased with.
Will Carmelita join the Cooper gang? I would say yes, nice. At least for a minute or two. You got to have Carmelita join the gang. It's funny now when you see pictures of the game, it's always Carmelita's a part of the crew because we want her. We want her on the gang. We want her to turn bad. Enough of Sly going good. We want Carmelita to go bad. I think the biggest question that you can ask for Sly 4 is, will there be a Sly 5? And let's start demanding it now. And I put a Facebook page, say, I want Sly5.com.
Yeah, why do we not already have that? Why? That's funny.
Let's get that going.
That's funny. Did you cover all the demands? Did we nail it?
Here's the thing. We want to have Kramer's offer to be back on the show. We want to have Matt Olson and Chris Murphy back on the show and just really celebrate the work. You know, if you follow Matt on Facebook, and, you know, we'll tell him this when we have him on the show, he is a gentleman's gentleman. Like, that dude will talk to anybody and just is completely cool on Facebook and has made and several of our fans have become friends with him as well. He is a neat dude that just loves gaming, loves Sly, and has poured his heart and soul into this game. So, yeah, go to his Facebook page and tell him what a fantastic job he's done and the work that they poured into it. It's pretty cool. It's cool to meet people in the industry that are just so positive and excited about their craft. I think no matter where you go, but especially in the entertainment industry and the gaming industry, you're going to meet people that are just beat down. And you ask yourself, why are you even in this job? Like, why did you choose this? If all you're going to do is complain about how hard it is and nobody gets along and everything. And Matt is the opposite of that. He's the guy that's just like, this is awesome. Check it out. This is going to be great. This is so much fun. So it's cool to have people like that.
I thought of another question. What are the differences or similarities between Sly Thieves in Time for the Vita and for the PlayStation?
They are identical. They're the same game. So it has cloud save gaming between it. The only thing is that the polygon resolution is going to be lower on the Vita because of the processing power. But here's the thing, my buddy Justin. Yeah. You can play the game on the PlayStation, hit pause, save, pause, and then boot up your Vita and pick up the game exactly where you left it off.
Wow. Wow. The future is now, to quote Kevin Miller.
Exactly. Never. To quote Sony.
You cut out. What did you say?
Stop playing.
That's right. That is right. All right. Well, I think that's our show. Unless I can't think of there was somebody was talking about Sir Galeth or something. I just saw on the Facebook page that because everybody you talked about Tennessee Kid.
He's one of the. I said he's the medieval one. We got him.
Yeah.
And Tennessee Kid and Ryuichi and Bob.
All right. So I think we nailed it. I'm excited. Here's what I'm excited about. I know that I am not very vocal about my love for Sly Cooper on this game. In fact, I've been known to do a bit or two about how I do not enjoy the game. But what I'm excited is now we've spent all this time kind of dodging it and talking on and off about it and stuff like that. I'm excited now that it's here to actually hear from the fans. In fact, you know what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to create a new email for the show. So if you send us an email to sly@secondfunniestpodcast.com, we would love to hear your feedback and your thoughts as you play the game. And then we can even forward those over to some of the guys at Sanzura and stuff like that. I think they would appreciate that. What do you think of that, Mr. Miller? Do you like that plan?
Idea, yeah. Let's get the conversation going. Like I said, I'm a big fan. Justin's looked at the game once or twice.
Yeah.
So we wanna I think you said it really well that now is the chance where we can all participate in this thing. It's been hard really to not be able to talk to you about the game, and I've been honored to have so many people be interested to want to talk to me simply because I've gotten this gig. Like I said, I'm a fan of it, so I've been chomping at the bit to tell you what it's like and how it's shaping up, and I know the folks at Sanzura are the same way. They have just been dying to see what the fans' reaction will be. So pour on the love and buy 7 copies.
We're perfect. All right, well, that was our show. Give us a call, 408-228-4911, or send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com. Don't forget, again, you could send your thoughts on Sly Cooper 4 Thieves in Time to sly@secondfunniestpodcast.com. And what else can I tell you? You could, like Kevin said, join the conversation on our Facebook page at facebook.com/secondfunniest. You could follow us on the Twitter @secondfunniest. All of that stuff. Don't forget to find the Facebook page. I want Sly Cooper to be an animated series. Let's make it into a TV show so that we can take credit. I'm only going to ask very, very simple associate producer's position.
That's the perfect role. You do nothing and get all the credit.
Exactly. That's all I want. It was my idea to do the Facebook page, so if we Betty White this bitch, I want credit. No, I'm kidding. I just want to see a show because I know my friend's talent, and I love him dearly. So, on behalf of my good friend, Kevin Miller, congratulations to all of you on the arrival of your favorite game. You've waited so long. And for now, until we see you days from now when you've already finished the game and maybe cycling through it a second time. Okay, bye.